Any questions?
I was just thinking, just reading the translation, and Prabhupada explained further, and you also explained even further, that this is kind of like both the Mayavadis and the scientists, and now there's so much conjunction between the two going on in Tao physics.
Yeah, the unholy alliance.
It's not just like straight atheists, but really, they are.
Sure.
They are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unholy alliance.
Isn't it all right within a specific discipline like physics to say that's an illegitimate question? Because physics isn't capable, doesn't rule the question out.
Well, one thing, but they do rule the question out. It's not physicists, maybe, but you know, there's a group of people, positivists, science, you know, scientism is to say whatever we can't answer can be asked.
But that's just within their discipline.
What they think is, see, you start out by saying that we can only deal with material nature insofar as it can be quantified and organized.
That's what they're doing. That's an
aspect
of their discipline.
But then, that's okay, no problem. But then they claim whatever can't be so dealt with doesn't really exist.
But that's another axiom of their particular discipline.
But that, why can you make an axiom like that?
But it doesn't rule the question out. It only says that
when
they think about things, they can't deal with it.
They rule the question out. That's what they say. I mean, I took the course.
Well, I believe you. I think it's arrogant and preposterous of one small discipline to say the question can't be answered.
But you know, there's a group of people, a group of philosophers, who say that the methods of science is the only way to knowledge whatsoever. And anything like spiritual experiences are totally discredited. They're only emotive at best. If no possible sense experience is relevant to determine the truth or falsity of something, then it is meaningless. So that the sentence, God is in control, is a little more sophisticated, you see. They don't say the sentence God is in control is false. They say it's meaningless. So the sentence God is not in control is also meaningless. This is the positive disposition, logical positivism. Right? That's what they say. It's far out. So they don't sit down and argue with you that there is no God. Then you have some basis to talk, you know. They say any sentence with God as a subject is meaningless. Either the assertion or the denial. It has no cognitive meaning. Make some emotive significance. When you say, there's a God in control, I'm simply saying, I feel secure about the universe. That's really what you're saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, I have very good reason to feel secure about the universe.
You're also saying pretty strange things about the development of language.
Oh, well, you know, that particular position has been pretty much discredited and abandoned, but the mood is still there, you know, and it goes on. There are people found out that it was a very naive view of language, and there's all kinds of things that language does. That, when you decided that this is the only kind of sense that was going to be meaningful, was assertions, you know, based on sense experience, then somebody, you know, pointed out that their sentence is like, you know, I've been three spades, that's meaningful, but it does something else altogether. Actually, if you look at what the program is, it rules out most of human life. People realize they've gotten too far. And that there are meaningful things that happen outside of the laboratory. But they tried. But that's what happens. You may take the limitations of a particular discipline, and you can say, okay, you know, as far as physics go, this is the level of the discipline of physics. But then you get very proud and you say, you know, if I can't know it, it doesn't exist. That's a whole other thing altogether. Now, on what empirical ground do you make that claim?
Yeah. It seems as though it's just a kind of a justification where if you want to get your dog, each and everybody, each and every person know that it's wrong. But if you want to justify that, then you have your, you invent your own concept. You know, everybody knows that it's wrong, but you have to make a way so you can say where it's right. So it's just, it seems it's just a point where, you know, where you just want to justify what you're doing, so you make up something, you don't listen, you throw out everything else. But basically, everybody really knows what's right, and it's there in your heart.
Yeah, they have a conscience. Adolf Huxley, a famous statement by Adolf Huxley, said, see him, he said, talking about his youth when he became, you know, atheist, he said, that I had reasons for wanting life to have no meaning. And he said it was freedom from a certain code of morality. He was very confronted by it. He said, I had reasons for wanting life to have no meaning. Okay, we'll stop there with our survey of demonic life. Continue. I don't want to have, I'm not going to have a class tomorrow night. I have to be somewhere else. So we'll have class Wednesday and Thursday. We'll do one on Thursday.